Before we jump into the episode today, I want to share something with you from my heart. First of all, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I really can't tell you how much your support means to me. We've been doing the podcast now for almost 4 years. I can't even believe it. And I'm so grateful for each and every single one of you that listens, shares an episode with your friends, sends me a DM or a text message letting me know how an episode resonated with you or any aha moments. Seriously, I couldn't be more grateful to be able to create this podcast. It has been such a blessing in my life, and I love hearing the ways it's been able to provide value in yours as well. One thing you might not know is how much work it takes to be consistent with a podcast. In fact, did you know that the majority of podcasts don't make it past episode number 10? And we are well beyond that. And it's just a lot thinking of the episodes, recording them, editing them, managing the guests, making sure that everything runs smoothly and gets uploaded consistently and regularly. And so that's why I have created an amazing opportunity for you to support the podcast monetarily. And in exchange for that, you will get exclusive premium subscriber content. So for as little as $3 a month, you can become a premium subscriber of the podcast. And every month, I will upload new voice-guided workouts and breathwork meditation audio for you. So that way you can work out with me coaching you in your ears. You can also take a moment to reduce your stress and relax and come down and ground down with one of my breathwork audios. So if that is on your heart to support the podcast for as little as $3 a month to become a premium podcast subscriber, I can't tell you how much that means to me and the growth of this podcast. I appreciate you. If you're interested, click the link in the description, become a premium podcast subscriber, new content every month, and while supplies last, I'll send you an exclusive podcast coffee mug so you can have your self-love and sweat coffee every morning. I appreciate you. Now let's get into the show.
Welcome to Self Love and Sweat, the podcast, the place where you'll get inspired to live your life unapologetically, embrace your perfect imperfections, break down barriers, and do what sets your soul on fire. I'm your host, London Souza.
Hey, have you grabbed your free Self Love and Sweat monthly calendar yet? This calendar is so amazing. It comes right in your inbox every single month to help you have a little nugget of wisdom, a sweaty workout, a mindset activity, just a little something something to help keep you focused and motivated and keep that momentum towards your goals. So every day when you get this calendar, you'll see a link that you can click that will lead to a podcast episode or a workout or something that will be very powerful and quick to read. And then you'll also see on the top left corner of every single day, there's a little checkbox in the calendar. And what that is that's for your one thing. You can choose one thing every month, or it can be the same, something that you want to implement. And make this something that you can easily implement, like daily meditation or getting a certain amount of steps or water, for example, and staying hydrated, and even taking your supplements. This can be something if you want to get more regular doing a particular habit and routine, you can choose what that checkbox means. So if you want your self-love and sweat free monthly calendar delivered right to your inbox every month on the first of the month, go to lifelikelondon.com/calendar, fill out the form really quickly, and you will have your calendar in your inbox within a few short minutes. That's lifelikelondon, lifelikelondon.com/calendar. Go get yours for free and enjoy this episode. Happy today and welcome back to the podcast. Today we have another quick mindset reset, which means this is going to be a very quick episode just to help you kind of switch your perspective a little bit, have a little insight that can, just kind of give us a little mindset boost or give us something to think about. So today I want to talk about different models of the world despite using the same words. Okay. And the inspiration for this episode actually came from two specific episodes that I had on the podcast. One of them was on leadership with Kevin Suber, and the other one was about, was called Fuck the Hustle with Megan Arneson. And it was so interesting because I had them on, I think we did the recordings a few months ago, but I had them on pretty close together. And in the interview, they both said the exact same thing, except for their model of the world about what they said was different. And so I'll just preframe this by saying that at least in my model of the world, I don't think it's our job to make people think the same things that we do. I don't think it's our job to, you know, judge what people say or judge others' models of the world. I just think it's so interesting and so cool to observe and understand communication with other people. And so the particular phrase that was said in both of those conversations was, it wasn't a matter of if I was going to college, but when. And they both said that in the interview, but because they're different people, different models of the world, different experiences, different ways that they were raised, it meant very different things for them. So Kevin Suber on the podcast on leadership, he was sharing about how he was one of the first people in his family to go to college and how, if I remember correctly, he had a teacher or a mentor in his life that reminded him that it's not a matter of if I go to college, but when. And he really highlighted in that episode, he was like, yeah, London, it wasn't a matter for me of if I was going to go to college. It was a matter of when I was going to go to college. And for him, that was so empowering. That was motivating. That gave him momentum. That allowed him to see like a potential future that he didn't really see modeled in other people that he was around in his life. And so for him, he was like, oh yeah, I'm going to college. It's not a matter of if, but when. And in Megan's case, when her and I were talking, her message is really, yeah, fuck the hustle and going from hustle to flow and not really needing to do all the things all the time, coming from a corporate background. And in her family, she said this in the interview, she goes, in my family, it wasn't a matter of if you go to college, but when. So in her model of the world, she said the exact same thing, but it was really like, okay, I'm just expected to follow suit. I'm just expected to do the same thing that others in my family have done. And for her, it was just kind of more like, okay, you can't tell me what to do. Like, just because this is what everybody else has done historically in our family line or whatever, doesn't mean that I need to do it too. And so I can't remember who I interviewed first. I think it was Megan first, and then it was Kevin. And I just remember listening in the interviews because I love doing the podcast. I love talking on my own, absolutely, but I learn so much from the amazing guests that we have on the show. And so it was really wonderful to have that kind of awareness while I was doing the recording because I was like, oh, they said the exact same thing, but it actually meant very different things in their model of the world. I would imagine that it felt different physically in their body too, like the kinesthetic feeling that they get in their body when they say that probably feels different too. And so I think in this quick mindset reset, it's important to understand that people have different models of the world. And we might say the same thing, but mean something completely different. And that's why I think connection over convincing is so important in communication. And that's something I share in my course, Level Up Your Language, Level Up Your Life, How to Go from Talker to Communicator, is it's not about convincing someone else about your point of view. It's about connection. And so listening to some of those nuances in communication of the way it was said, right? So in Kevin's expression, it was like, it's not a matter of if I go to college, but when. And for Megan, it was like, it wasn't a matter of if I go to college, but when, right? And you hear the difference in my tone of voice. You hear the difference in the models of the world. And I just think it's really powerful to think about and to understand. It's about connection. It's not about convincing. And the beautiful thing is that we get to be, if we choose, connected with people who have different models of the world, right? I think that's one of the most beautiful things ever, is to not feel like we have to only connect with or only communicate with people who believe the same thing, have the same points of view, have the same model of the world. I really challenge you to, you know, go out and connect with people who maybe think, believe, and express differently, right? As long as it's not something that's, you know, you're allowing to bring you down, or I'm not saying go out and, you know, befriend all the negative Nancys who are saying all these things that like don't resonate with the vibration that you want to be at. But at the same time, when you go out into the world, now that you've listened to this podcast, listen to what people say and how they say it. You know, it's so interesting. I love paying attention to words. That's what I do with my one-on-one clients. I ask a lot of questions to really get people to unpack and to understand, like, okay, your words really reflect the deep structure, your model of the world. And if that's empowering for you, wonderful. If not, there's some profound tools that we can utilize in order to help you shift your language, shift your mindset, shift your nervous system response, in order to live a more empowering life, the life that you want. So that's it for today's quick mindset reset. Just wanted you to pay attention and think about that. And maybe there's some people in your family and in your friend group where you're like, oh yeah, they're actually saying the same words out loud, but the meaning and the nuance of the language is actually very, very different. So that's it for today's quick mindset reset. I hope you have a beautiful day. And remember that communication is about connection, not about convincing. Hey, really quick, I want to interrupt the podcast for just a minute to tell you about one of my favorite supplements for hair, skin, nails, digestive, and gut health, and that is Snap Supplements Super Greens with Collagen. Now, if you're following me on social media, you've probably seen me post about this a bunch because honestly, this product tastes amazing and it's jam-packed with nutrients, like I said, to support healthy hair, skin, and nails. It helps support detoxification, a healthy immune system, and there's even probiotics in there for a healthy gut. It's non-GMO, no sugar added, soy-free, grass-fed collagen, and every scoop is going to give you 7 grams of protein. And this is why I love it, because it's not like a protein shake. It's just a scoop of powder. It tastes amazing. I put it in water, or if I want more hydration, I'll put it in coconut water and mix it up. And it's like having a nice, refreshing beverage that's packed with a bunch of super greens and protein. So what I'm super excited about is that for listening to the podcast, you'll get this discount here, nowhere else, but for listening to the podcast. You can save 25% off on all your Snap supplement purchases, including the Super Greens with Collagen. And you do that by using code LONDEN25 at checkout. That's LUNDEN25. LUNDEN25 to get 25% off at checkout. You can shop on snapsupplements.com, or you can shop on my website, lifelikelondon.com/supplements. And you'll see there's already an additional 10% taken off. But you, because you're a podcast listener, you're going to get 25% off when you use the code LONDEN25 at checkout. LUNDEN25 at checkout to get your Snap supplements, super greens, and collagen, and all your Snap supplements for 25% off. Now, let's get back to the show. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Self Love and Sweat, the podcast. Hey, do me a favor. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, give us a review. This really helps a lot. And share this with a friend. I'm only one person, and with your help, we can really spread the message of self love and sweat and change more lives all around the world. I'm London Souza, reminding you that you deserve a life full of passion, presence, and purpose, fueled by self-love and sweat. This podcast is a Hit Spot Austria production.